弟兄姐妹平安。
Good Sunday morning, brothers and sisters. Peace to you all.
刚才我们读过了罗马书的5:6-11.
We just read the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 6-11.
在这一段经文当中呢，我们注意到有三个时候。
When we read this Bible of Romans, chapter 5, verse 6-11, we noticed there are three moments there.
第一个就是当我们还软弱的时候。
First of all, when was the time we were still powerless?
第二个就是我们还做罪人的时候。
Secondly, when was the time we were still the sinners?
第三个更糟糕，就是当我们还做敌仇敌的时候。
The third one is even worse. When was the time we were still the enemies?
这个都有经节的啊，6-10.
The Bible verses shows those verse 6, verse 8, verse 10.
所以如果我们总结这三个时候啊，是所有的人在神面前是一个很糟糕的时候嘛。
If we summarize those three moments, those in front of God as a human being, we are just terrible.
但是即使在这么糟糕的时候，神仍然没有丢弃我们呢。
In those terrible times, even though it's so horrible, God did not give us up.
反而因着他的大爱怜悯我们，想要拯救我们。
By his almighty love, he want to save us. He want to give us the salvation.
所以就会让我们非常感动了。
So our hearts.And so are being moved.
有一个真实的故事呢，讲到这个弟弟呢非常爱姐姐的缘故，所以这个弟弟呢就想要输血给他的姐姐。
There was a true story. The little brother loved his big sister so much, and he donated his blood to his big sister.
因为这个姐姐呢，她要做一个很大的手术呢，只有她的弟弟的血呢是合适的。
Because the big sister need to undergo a very big surgery, so only the little brother's blood type matches.
所以这个年纪轻轻的弟弟呢，就躺在姐姐的旁边了。
So the little young aged brother lay down next to his big sister.
然后看着自己的血呢，一滴一滴的呢流出去了。
So he saw his own blood drop by drop coming out from his own body.
那么输血完以后呢，医生都很夸奖，哎呀，这个年轻的小弟弟很勇敢，很有爱心啊。
After donating the blood, all the doctors came over to the little brother and said, Oh, you're so young, but you're so brave, my little brother.
但是这个小弟弟呢，却问医生说
But the little brother asked a question to the doctor.
说医生啊，我还能活多久呢？
The little brother said, Hey doctor, how long could I still live?
因为这个弟弟在捐血的时候呢，眼看着自己的生命一点一滴的消失了，所以以为自己活不久了。
Well, through the process of donating the blood, the little brother saw his own blood drop by drop coming out from his own body, so he thought he's not going to live longer either.
这可是真实的事情。
That was a true story.
那当我们听到这一类的故事的时候呢，我们都非常尊敬啊，非常敬重这些人。
When we heard stories like that, we all give a great respect to those people.
就是罗马书这里讲的所谓的仁人、义人、有爱心的人。
Well, that's what the book of Romans talk about, the righteous person, good person.
但是当我们读罗马书第五章的时候呢，
But if we read the book of Romans, chapter 5,
我们发现耶稣并不是为他亲近的人而死的。
Jesus Christ didn't die for the people who are really close to him.
耶稣是为那些抵挡他，甚至是与他为仇的人而死的。
Jesus Christ died for the people who rejected him, who were the enemies of Jesus Christ. He died for them.
这是很大很大的不同。
That's a huge difference.
所以今天主耶稣牺牲的爱呢，需要我们去告诉别人吗
？So today we need to tell people about Jesus Christ, our Lord's sacrificial love.
弟兄姐妹听到都听了很多了。
Well, all the brothers and sisters, you have listened to many, many sermons.
讲道的人也有一个危机啊。
Well, as a sermon speaker, I also have an urgency.
如果只是嘴巴讲却没有行动，是不是很糟糕呢？
If you just talk the talk, no walk the walk, no action, is that terrible?
所以我鼓励你呢，这一个礼拜向一个人去讲一次福音。
So I encourage you, this coming week, you only talk to one person about the good news.
好不好啊？
Is that okay?
很好记嘛，一一一。
So it's very simple, one, one, one.
就从今天起，这一个礼拜向一个人讲一点福音。
So starting from today, for this one week, you talk to one person about one time of gospels.
每一年要到感恩节的时候，我就在检讨我自己啊。
Every year when the Thanksgiving is approaching, I always do self-examination.
包括在网上收看的弟兄姐妹。
Including all the brothers and sisters who are watching the broadcasting through online.
我们大家都有一颗感恩的心嘛。
We all have a Thanksgiving heart.
但是感恩的心不如有报恩的行动更好。
Well, you have a Thanksgiving heart. It's good, but it's important for you to have a paying, repaying Thanksgiving action.
所以只要你愿意，你是绝对可以做到。
So as long as you are willing, you absolutely can do it.
所以加油，让罗马书不是我们单单来读来解释而已。
So let's work together, work hard. So the book of Romans is not just something we only study.
圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们里面，使我们产生动力。
The Holy Spirit spread out the love of God into us, so we need to bring out of the actions.
尤其是在这个动荡不安的时代里。
Especially in this very everyday, ever-changing times.
因为很多的人还不认识主耶稣。
Because a lot of people, they do not know our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天早上和大家分享的题目是以神为乐，可能吗？
The sermon of today, the topic of today's sermon is, God is my joy, is it possible?
如果你的家人、你的朋友问你说，以耶稣为乐，可能吗？
So some of your families and friends ask you,Jesus Christ is your joy. Is it possible?
你怎么回答?
What do you answer them?
很多人可能要想一想啊。
A lot of people need to give a thought.
有的人还不敢确定啊。
Well, some people, they're not sure.
因为他自己可能很多的压力，很多愁烦嘛。
Because this person is himself or herself already have a lot of worrisome, fearsome.
但是今天早上我给你的答案是绝对可能的。
But this morning I give you an answer. Absolutely, it's possible.
为什么？
Why?
因为神给了我们五大保证。
Because God gave us five major promises.
我们来看第一个保证。
The first promise.
就是神的大爱永不改变嘛。
God's almighty love never changes.
你看七节八节，保罗到底要说什么呢？
So if you look at the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 7, 8, what does the Bible say?
为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
The book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 7 to 8, for it is rare for anyone to die for a righteous person.Though somebody might be brave enough to die for a good person. But God demonstrates his love for us by the fact that the Messiah died for us. We were still sinners.
保罗要指出最大的不同，就是耶稣是一个完全无罪的，代替人类所有的罪为我们而死。
Paul pointed out the biggest difference isJesus Christ was sinless, but he died for all the sinners.
神的爱就向我们显明出来了。
Then God's love demonstrates from there.
这个很重要。
That's very important.
你不要以为是老生常谈。
You don't think, please don't think we keep talking about it.
我不知道做丈夫的有没有想过。
I don't know if as a husband, Do you ever think about it?
因为我们家以前失过火嘛。
啊？
失火 ，fire, get fire.
Oh, okay. Our home used to one time had a fire.
假如哈，当然不希望这样发生。假如你家里失火了，你会不会第一个？舍身去救你的太太。
Of course, I don't want that happen, but God forbid, if your house was on fire, will you be the one as a husband? Forget about everything, just try to save your wife.
我们华人父母可能先救小孩子。
We as Chinese parents, we first of all think about to save our children.
我不知道有多少做丈夫的真的会愿意牺牲自己的生命去救老婆。
I don't know how many husbands are willing to sacrifice themselves and to save their wives.
求主帮助我们有这样的一个认识。
So, Lord, please help us to have mentality like that.
就是耶稣基督是全宇宙完全无罪的，来代替我们这些罪人。这些罪人甚至是耶稣的仇敌为我们而死。
So Jesus Christ is the one and only sinless person in the whole universe. But Jesus Christ died for all the sinners, and we as the sinners are the enemies of Jesus Christ.
那保罗在这里呢，用了三个字来形容我们人的一个处境。
And here, Paul used three verses to describe human beings' situation.
我们看一下 PowerPoint.
Let's look at a PowerPoint.
第一个处境就是人都是软弱的，就是无心也无力，或者是呢有心也无力。
Human beings are all powerless. We don't have the desire, we don't have the strength. Even though we have the desire, we don't have the strength.
第二个呢，我们都是罪人，就是说我们不敬畏神，而且我们常常骄傲自大。
Secondly, we're all sinners. We do not worship God. We do not respect God. We're only self-pride and arrogant.
有的时候呢，人有一种隐藏的骄傲，你表面上看不出来的。
A lot of times, people put their arrogance in the hidden way, from the superficial way, you don't really see it.
甚至人他自己也不知道。
Even though this person itself didn't even realize that.
第三个光景就是仇敌，就是有意无意的与神为敌。
Thirdly, the enemies who intentionally or unintentionally are the enemies of God.
看看今天美国的光景。
So now look at today's situation in the United States of America.
说得更准确一点，看看整个世界的光景。
So now.Even more precisely, look at the whole world, the current situation.
与神为敌的光景就是落到今天这样一个地步。
Be the enemies of God, this is what we end up to today.
所以从古到今，我们看见我们人真实的光景其实是无药可救的。
So from the ancient time to the modern times, if you look at human being situations, there's no medicine can cure this disease.
但是神纪念他自己的怜悯和他的约。
But God remember His own covenant and His own promises.
所以他没有放弃我们。
So God did not give us up.
因此，透过耶稣基督的十字架，靠着圣灵奇妙的工作，把我们一个一个的带回到天父的面前。
So through Jesus Christ's holy cross and Holy Spirit's miracle works, one by one, He brings us back to God.
所以因着神的大爱永不改变，我们就能够以神为乐。
Because God's almighty love never changes, so we can have a joy in God.
第二个重点是神给的平安，没有人能够夺去。
Secondly, no one can take away the peace blessed by God.
前两天我看到一个抖音啊，非常有趣。
Couple of days ago, I saw a little video from TikTok.
有个年轻貌美的女孩呢，就坐进一部这个很漂亮的宝马的车子里面。
There's a very pretty young lady, walk into a very nice car. That's a BMW car.
啊，那个美女呢，就问那个开车的那个男生说：“这个车是你的吗？”
So the pretty young lady asked the male driver, "Say, hey, is that your car?"
男士说当然是啊。
So the male driver said, yeah, absolutely, it's my car.
那个美女就继续问说那你有房子吗？
The pretty young lady asked the male driver, said, hey, do you own a house?
这个男的当然很得意说我当然有房子了。
So the male driver is very happily to tell the girl, yes, I own a house.
那个美女就继续问了。
So continually, the pretty young lady asked the male driver,
你银行里有存款吗？
Do you own a bank saving account?
男的说我当然有了。
So the male driver said, absolutely I do.
哇，这个时候美女好高兴啊，眉开眼笑。
So now the pretty young lady is so happy, there are smiles full of her face.
然后就对那个男生说，那我们可以定下来了吧。
So the pretty young lady told the male driver, said, oh, it's a done deal.
但是没有想到呢，这个时候那个男的反问了女的一句话。
But the little pretty young lady didn't realize right now the male driver asked her a question.
那你有什么？
So, what do you have?
这个女的一听愣了一下。
So the pretty young lady was shocked.
我脸蛋美呀。
Well, I have a pretty face.
那男的说去下车下车。
So the male driver said, go, get out from my car.
弟兄姐妹，今天的婚姻如果沦为一个物质的交换，那注定是一个悲剧。
So nowadays, if the marriage become the trade between materialized stuff, it's going to lead to a tragedy.
当然我们理解人人都想找一份安定一份平安幸福嘛。
Of course we understand as a human being we all want to look for a stability and a peace and a happiness
但是真正内心的平安只有耶稣基督才能给我们嘛。
But the true peace in your heart only can be blessed and placed by Jesus Christ
而且这种属天的平安是没有人能够夺去的。
And no one can take away those peace from God, from heaven.
还有就是很多人也注意到啊，现在很多人去拼命的要发明这个先进的机器人。
And a lot of people realize right now, so many scientists work very hard to design and develop robots.
哦，越做越厉害。
Oh,the technology becomes so advanced.
以至于有些人开始担心了。
So some people start to worry.
哎呀，万一这个机器人将来比我们更聪明怎么办呢？
How about if one day the robots become even smarter than human being?
搞不好我们变成机器人的奴隶了。
So we may end up to become the slaves of robots.
哇，你看看这个机器人的警察。
So if you look at the robot police.
很厉害啊。
Wow, they can do a lot of stuff.
你再看下一张。
So look at the next page.
哇，这个机器人可以自己开门呐。
So that robots can open the door by itself.
能跑，能跳，还能滚。
The robot can jump, can run, can roll around.
你把它推倒了，它马上站起来。
If you push the robot down, the robot can stand up by itself.
我在想三个李小龙可能也打不过他。
So I'm thinking, even though three Bruce Lee could not defeat this robot.
所以好像我们想掌控一切但是事实上不是如此嘛。
So it seems like we want to be in control of everything but the fact is different
难怪越来越多的人因为各种原因就开始有忧郁症。
So no wonder more and more people become depressed for all sorts of reasons
我最近在看这个各国全世界因为忧郁症想要自杀的人越来越多。
So I look at the news, now no matter which countries in this world, more and more people become depressed and more people want to commit suicide because of depression.
这不是一个好现象。
It's not a good phenomenon.
让我们一起来听主耶稣怎么说吧。
Let's look at how Jesus Christ says.
我们一起来读约翰福音十四章二十七节。
Let's all read together for the book of John chapter 14 verse 27.
主说我留下平安给你们我将我的平安赐给你们我所赐的不像世人所赐的你们心里不要忧愁也不要胆怯
The book of John chapter 14 verse 27 I'm leaving you at peace I'm giving you my own peace. I'm not giving it to you as the world gives. So don't let your hearts be troubled and don't be afraid.
请问这个平安是谁给我们的?
So let me ask you, where is this peace coming from? Who gave you this peace? Who gave to you this peace?
是这一位宇宙至高伟大独一的神他给我们的吗?
That's from the one and the only true God in the universe. He gave to us.
当你有这个深刻的认识的时候你才知道说原来我是这么有福气、啊、
When you deeply realize this, you feel you are well blessed.
我们作为神的儿女由主给我们的平安我们当然就能够以神为乐。
As the children of God, we have the peace from God. Of course, God is our joy.
第三个重点是神给的智慧能够得胜仇敌。
Thirdly, the wisdom blessed by God can win over and defeat enemies.
你知道吗？基督徒每天都在打仗。
Do you know, as a Christian, every day we're in the war zone?
只不过有的时候我们不察觉而已。
Well, it's just a lot of times we didn't even realize that.
跟谁打呢？
Who do we fight?
我们有三个敌人。
We have three enemies.
我们看一下 PPT.
Let's look at a PowerPoint.
第一个就是撒旦魔鬼。
First is Satan, devil.
第二个就是世界的诱惑。
Secondly is the temptation from the world.
第三个就是老我的膨胀。
Third is the old ourselves, inflation and arrogance.
如果我们一不小心，我们就会跌倒。
If we are not being careful, we would fall down.
难怪箴言里面不断地提醒我们需要神给我们智慧。
No wonder the book of Proverbs keep reminding us we need the wisdom from our God.
我们来读一下箴言的八章三十二到三十三。
Let's read the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verse 32 to 33.
众子啊，现在要听从我。因为谨守我道的始为有福要听教训就得智慧不可弃绝
The book of Proverbs chapter 8 verse 32 to 33. So listen to me children, blessed are those who obey me, listen to instruction and be wise, don't ignore it.
箴言里面最重要的就是讲到我们需要神给我们智慧。
The book of Proverbs really focus on to tell human being we do need wisdom from God.
那怎么得到这个智慧呢?
How do we get the wisdom from God?
最简单的办法就是听从神的话。
The most simple way is to listen to God's words.
你愿意听从神的话，你就得胜仇敌。
If you are willing to listen to God's words, you are blessed.
不要把这个事情搞得很复杂。
Don't make it too complicated.
就好像爸爸妈妈告诉你要做功课，你就去做功课吧。
Just like when parents tell you, "Hey, go do your homework," then go do your homework.
不要说为什么要做啊，或者说等一下再做啊，我先要玩一下，这个就很麻烦了。
Don't just say, "Hey, why do I need to do homework? Can I do it later?" Just go ahead, do your homework.
顺服神的人肯定蒙福。
Obeying.God, you are the well-blessed person.
不要问太多为什么。
Don't just ask so many questions.
因为神的意念高过我们的意念，神的道路高过我们的道路。
Because God's will is way higher than our will, and God's way is way higher than our way.
我们信耶稣是主，称他为主，他不但是你的救主，他就是你生命的主人。
We call Jesus Christ is our Lord. So Jesus Christ is our Lord, our Savior. He is our Master in our life.
你百分之百的顺从他，听从他就对了。
You 100% listen to him, obey to him. That's the right way.
第四个重点是神是我们的力量，也是我们的喜乐。
Fourth point, God is my strength. God is my joy.
我们来读一下诗篇二十八篇的第七节。
Let's read the book of Psalms, chapter 28, verse 7.
诗篇二十八篇第七节是大卫所写的诗。
Psalm chapter 28, verse 7 was written by David.
耶和华是我的力量，是我的盾牌，我心里依靠他，就得帮助，所以我心中欢乐，我必用诗歌颂赞他。
The book of Psalm, chapter 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I receive help. My heart rejoices, and I give thanks to him with my song.
我们知道大卫亲身经历了神很多的恩典。
We know David experienced a lot of God's blessings by himself.
所以大卫认识这一位又真又活的神。
So David knew this God. This God is a true God and a living God.
大卫说：“我心里依靠他，我就得欢乐。”
David said, "My heart."Trust in him, and I receive the help. My heart rejoices.
照样，我们心里依靠神，我们就有力量，我们就有喜乐。
Same way, our hearts trust in him, then we receive help, and our hearts rejoice with Lord.
其实，我个人觉得基督徒灵命最高的境界是什么呢
？So the the way I think, the highest realm.Of a Christian's spiritual life should be.
基督徒灵命最高的境界就是以神为乐。
The highest realm of a Christian's spiritual life is to have a joy in God.
因为保罗正是这样的人嘛。
Because Paul is exactly this kind of person.
你想想看，保罗受了多少的逼迫，他受了多少的苦难呢？
Think about it. How many oppressions and a tough time Paul experienced.
但是每一个艰难困苦的过程都帮助保罗更加靠主喜乐。
But every single process of time, hard time, tough time, helped Paul to have a God in him with joy.
他的一生是非常痛苦的，可以说，但是他竟然在新约里面写了13本书。
The entire life of Paul, we have to say he had a really hard and tough life, but he wrote 3 books for the New Testament.
腓立比书那里，他四章那里，他一直劝告我们说要靠主喜乐，而且要常常靠主喜乐。
In the book of Philippians.Paul wrote, we need to be joyful in God. We need to keep having joy in God.
时间过得很快啊，11月份感恩节就快到了。
Time flies, Thanksgiving is approaching.
很多人都啊盼望着这个儿女啊和这个爸爸妈妈啊一起能够团聚一下。
A lot of people are looking forward to have their children coming back home for Thanksgiving.
因为团聚就代表着喜乐。
Family reunion represents the happiness in the family.
但是今天我们作为神的儿女呢，我们是天天都可以以神为乐。
But today, as God's children, every single day we are joyful in God.
你有没有想过这个世界上还有多少人不认识主耶稣呢
？Have you ever think about it? In this world, there's so many people they don't know God.
当他们碰到危机的时候、压力的时候、困难的时候，他们怎么办呢
？When they are experiencing hard time, danger time, dangerous time, what should they do？
他们非常愁烦，因为他们心中没有依靠。
So they're so worried and they're so fearful because they don't know where to trust from the bottom of their heart.
当然，他们可以去找他们的朋友、找他们的亲戚，或者找有权势的人来帮。
Of course, they can ask.They can look for their families and friends or even some people with authority and power.
但是先知撒迦利亚告诉我们说
But the prophet of Zechariah told us.
在四章六节的下半节这里说不是依靠势力不是依靠才能乃是依靠什么神的灵方能成事
For the book of Zechariah,chapter 4, the second part of verse 6, not by valor nor by strength, but only by my spirit, says the Lord of the heavenly armies.
换句话说，基督徒第一件要做的事情就是好好祷告。
In other words, the first thing Christian should do first thing is to sincerely pray.
请大家不要误会我的意思，不是说你不应该去找朋友，不应该去找你的老师或者找医生帮忙，不是那个意思。
So my friends, please do not misunderstand me. Do not, you know, misinterpret me. It's not like when you're in tough time, you should not go to your friends or your good teachers.
应该去找。
You should ask for help.
没有问题。
No problem.
但是作为神的儿女，最重要的优先是去第一件。是你跪下来，好好来求告这位爱你的天父，求他的帮助。
But as a Christian, as a children of God, the first thing you should do is to kneel down and sincerely ask help from your Heavenly Father.
因为神就是我们的磐石，我们的山寨和我们的力量。
Because God is our rock, God is our village, God is our strength.
然后你再去找你需要找的朋友。
Then you go ask help from your friends.
第五个保证就是有神的同在。
The fifth perspective is, the fifth promise is God is with us.
我们都知道我们的神是以马内利的神。
We all know our God is God of Emmanuel.
他可是分分秒秒与我们同在。
He is with us every single moment.
他的存在表示什么
？What is God with us means？
如果你的亲朋好友问你，他没有信主，说神的存在什么意思呢
？If you have a good friends and family members ask you, God is with you, what does that mean？
你怎么回答他
？What do you answer them？
神的存在就表明他的看顾和保守。
God is with us means God is looking after and protecting us。
这个非常重要。
That's very important。
如果你仔细想想，还有比这个更好的吗
？If you think it thoroughly, is there anything even better than that?
没有了。
Nothing.
我们华人做父母都非常爱我们的孩子。
We as the Chinese parents, we so love our children.
但是你再爱你的孩子，有一天你的孩子去读大学了，去外面工作了，你不可能一直陪伴他在旁边嘛。
No matter how much you love your children, one day your children.Grow up, need to go out for college, go far away for work. You cannot always keep them close by.
但是如果有主时时刻刻分分秒秒与他同在，请问还有比这个更好的事吗
？But if you know our Lord is with your children every single moment, is there anything even better than that?
这就是为什么要早一点把孩子带到主的面前的原因嘛。
That's the reason why we encourage parents bring your children to the Lord as early as possible in their age.
如果你的孩子跟主耶稣的关系很亲密
if your children have a really close relationship with the Lord,
那你就可以大可以放心，他这一辈子都有神的看顾和保守。
Then you don't have to worry about it. You know his entire life or her entire life will be looked after and protected by God.
这也是我们教会为什么这么看重儿童事工的原因。
That is also the reason why our church so focused on children ministry.
我们要从小朋友一直到青少年，一直培养他们成为主的门徒。
From young children all the way to adolescent to youth, we need to teach them and develop them to become Jesus Christ's disciples.
因为未来的世界非常多的诱惑。
Because the future worlds are full of temptations.
而且也可能有很多的动乱。
And there are a lot of chaoses around.
所以鼓励你跟你孩子 FaceTime 也好，或者交流的时候，要常常提醒他更加靠主。
So when you FaceTime or talking to your children, please keep reminding them to trust in God and rely on God.
因为一个不好的数据是很多年轻人读了大学或者工作以后呢，慢慢慢就离开教会，就离开主了。
There are very sad data when the children.Go to college or started to work, they are kind of far away from the Lord.
所以求主帮助我们做父母的有要有这个责任心，也要这个警惕心。
So, please, Lord, help us as a parent. We need to be alert and also have this responsibility.
这个疫情啊，看起来并不乐观。
So now let's look at the pandemic. It doesn't look like optimism.
但是疫情挡不住，挡不住我们忠心认真的为主做工。
But the pandemic cannot stop us from serving God sincerely.
疫情也挡不住我们想要成长，在主里成长的欲望。
But the pandemic cannot stop our desire.Try to grow spiritually within our Lord.
所以求主帮助我们成为一个合一的团队。
So Lord, please help us to unify us, make us a unified team.
不但是一个合一的团队，而且是一个喜乐开心的团队。
Not just a unified team, also a joyful team, happy team.
珍惜我们在一起的时间，能够为主打那美好的胜仗。
Appreciate the time we're together to fight a winning war for God.
今天的题目是以神为乐，可能吗？
So today's sermon topic's message is, God is my joy, is it possible?
你们告诉我可不可能？
You please tell me, is it possible?
有五大原因。
Five reasons.
最好记下来，下礼拜要考试的。
Well, if you can jog it down, I'm going to have a little quiz next week.
好，我们复习一下。第一个就是神的大爱永不改变。
Let's review it. Number one, God's almighty love never changes.
第二个就是神给的平安无人能夺。
Secondly, no one can take away the peace blessed by God.
神给的智慧得胜仇敌。
The wisdom from God can win over and defeat enemies.
第四个重点是神给的力量超越环境。
The strength from God is way beyond environment.
第五个是神的同在，表明他的看顾和保守。
God is with us. It shows that God is looking after and protecting us.
我们同心祷告。
Let's all unify our heart and pray together.
亲爱的巴父，我们虽然面对不同的压力，
Our dear Heavenly Father, even though we're facing all sorts of different kinds of pressures in life,
但是我们仍然可以靠主喜乐。
But we can have a joy in our Lord.
你说你的恩典够我们用，就是够我们用。
You told us your blessings are enough for us. Then your blessings are enough for us.
求主看顾我们教会的每一个家庭，每一个孩子。
Lord Father, please.Look after and protecting every single family and the children in our church.
还有一些啊，在外工作的年轻人。
And all the young people who work in other states.
求你保守他们身心灵的平安与健康。
Please bless them to have a safety, health, and peace in their heart.
我们感谢你将罗马书五章摆在我们的面前。
Thank you, Lord, for blessing us to have the book of Romans, chapter 5.
帮助我们活学活用。
And help us to not just talk the talk, but walk the walk and practice in daily life.
谢谢你给我们的信息。
Thank you, Lord, for giving us this wonderful message.
我们求你的圣灵在我们里面做工。
Lord, please, your Holy Spirit, work in us.
让我们突破我们自己的框框。
Let us to have a breakthrough our own frames.
这一个礼拜向一个人说一次福音。
In this coming week, in this one week, tell one person, one time about the good news.
祷告感谢，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's holy and victorious name. Amen.
Amen.
我请会众 起立 Let's all stand and respond with Jesus, my victory. 我们唱过这一首歌，我希望会众也一起唱啊。We sang this song before. Hope you remember. This is a very good song.
我要宣告我软弱的改变在你爱